making sure that the kesher of the yud of one's tefillin shel yad remains kosher. It is a tradition from Moses on Sinai that the knot in the shape of the letter yud must be formed by the tefillin shel yad in order for the tefillin to be kosher. Tefillin that does not contain a kosher yud knot by the tefillin shel yad is invalid. This is done in order to complete Hashem's name of Shin, Dalid, Dash, Yud, the Dalid and Shin being found by the Tefillin Shel Reish, and the Yud being found by the Yud knot of the Tefillin Shel Yad. This Halacha L'Meisha Misinai is recorded in Maseches Menachas 35b, in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch 32, Halacha 52, in the Al Tereb Shulchan Aruch, Chapter 32, Halacha 79. We'll discuss a few details that relate to this knot, some of which, with time, can unfortunately become undone, and therefore we are learning this lesson for the sake of raising awareness in this issue and how people can avoid their yud from becoming possibly invalid, hence invalidating the mitzvah. So the halacha is that the yud knot must literally appear like a yud. Hence, one must be careful that the knot of the yud does not turn over. Because if it turns over, then to one looking at it, it looks like an upside-down yud and not like a real yud. Now let's try to describe how exactly this knot by the shel yad, by the bais, is considered the letter yud. So as we know, the way the knot is made is with really two knots, one on bottom, one on top of it, and with a little strap sticking out. That strap that sticks out is actually considered the bottom of the yud, not the top of it. So if we look at the tefillin from the side of the bias of the tefillin where the yud knot faces us, we look at it as if it was written on a piece of paper in the scribal letter, which has one part on top and one part to the side on its bottom, the leg. And the strap that sticks out of the yud is that bottom part, is that bottom leg. It's for this reason that many rule that even by a lefty's tefillin, the strap, the knot of the yud, should be made in a way that the little strap that sticks out goes towards the right and not towards the left, in order so it look like a real yud and not an upside-down yud. However, some have a tradition by a lefty's tefillin to make the protruding strap face towards the heart, thus making the yud appear like it's upside down. In any event, let's now discuss the details of this protruding strap that comes out of the yud and how important it is. So as we mentioned, this protruding strap is an essential part of the letter yud, and it has to be there. Now, all parts of the tefillin straps must have a minimum measurement of 1 centimeter. And the same applies regarding this strap as well, this extending piece of the yud. It often happens with time that this protruding strap gets tucked more inside and it loses its extension of 1 centimeter, which can deem it invalid. So one is periodically, and if necessary even every single day prior to putting on his tefillin, to take hold of the protruding strap and tighten it to make sure that it extends at least 1 centimeter from the end of the knot. Now it shouldn't extend too much, meaning that you shouldn't have it extend 3-4 centimeters, and then that, as that as well can ruin the shape of the yud and make it now look like a vav, as you just made it have a very long leg. And the letter yud is supposed to have a short leg, so it can't be too long, but also can't be too short. And what is too short? As we said, less than 1 centimeter. Now, how do you measure the centimeter? Because customarily, as recorded in the Levush, we cut the edge part, the protruding strap part of the yud, in a slant. So do we measure it until the shorter first area of cut or to the longer end area that it was cut? Meaning the first point of the cut in the diagonal or the second point of cut in the diagonal? How do we measure the centimeter? So the answer is that you need to measure it until the start of the slant area. In other words, that prior to the area where it was cut diagonally, you need to have 1 centimeter of pure strap that extends. The area that was cut diagonally, even though there is some strap there until it finally reaches its edge, does not count towards that centimeter. So this is also something that people need to pay attention to. Anyone who's unsure of this matter should show his tefillin to a rav and point out the yud and ask him if it's okay. So to summarize, the yud of the shel yad is an integral piece of the validity of the tefillin being a halacha l'maisha misinai, and it must look like the shape of a yud, and therefore you must be careful regarding the little protruding strap that comes out of the yud, that it's not too long to make it look like a vav, and that it's not too short, which is defined as less than 1 centimeter of extension of strap. And this centimeter is measured excluding the area that begins being slanted due to the cut. This is something that people should periodically pay attention to, if not every single day, prior to putting on their tefillin to make sure that the yud remains kosher.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.